Being on the wrong end of some injustice, well, there's nothing worse, is there? That's why we so stridently stand up for our rights. And yet it seems that our world is full of people butting heads, insisting on their rights. It's getting pretty ugly, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A young woman shared with me the other day that she works in one of our local courts, and her role is to advise people about their legal rights. Well, as you can imagine, she gets some pretty ugly reactions some days. She said to me, "It's tough sometimes, but I try not to take it personally." We live in a world where we insist on our rights, whether it's in the queue at the supermarket or in a courtroom. And all too often, we'll tread on just about anyone in order to prevail. 2,000 years ago, Jesus went through 5 trials over 17 hours. Witnesses perjured themselves, the rules of evidence were flouted, and yet, when they asked him to defend himself, to stand up for his rights, he didn't. He stood silent. They beat him, they spat on him, they crucified him. Seems he was prepared to lay down his rights for what? For whom? John chapter 15, verse 13. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. He did that for you and me. He did that because he knew that the price of God's justice for your rebellion and mine, for your sin and mine, had to be paid by someone. He knew that for you and me, he was that someone. There's something in this world that's much, much, much greater, much, much, much more important than our rights. No one has greater love than this, but to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's God's word fresh for you today. It makes you think, am I too strident in insisting on my rights? Do I need to pull my head in and love others? And that's a good thing. God's word makes us think, reflect, change. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.